Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
In beating the Saints yesterday. Because we did beat the Saints yesterday.
I did have a nice guy. I must say, there are nice, they're not all bad people. There were some nice Saints fans out there. I want to give a shout out to Dietrich. You know, he's cousins with Terry Rubisky.
Oh, cool.
Remember Terry Rubisky, wide receivers coach here, and bounced around, was an interim coach for the Raiders.
Absolutely.
Head coach. Great, one of our favorite, I mean, wild guy, great conversations, great stories. But yeah, he's from New Orleans with his son, was up here for the weekend, and was actually pretty cool and respectful, and everybody had a good time. So that you can coexist.
You can.
With those people.
Hi, Saints fans. I'll say this before I get into some of the positives, and then Day-Day, you can run down what we did over the weekend with our records and our picks as that continues in a wild card weekend. Guys, it's about to get tough. I mean, like, it's been a tough year, but some of these games, I mean, Mike, the unpredictability, last night's a prime example of that.
You know, again, we're focused on the Falcons. More of your phone calls coming up, guys, as Carl mentioned, at 404-726-0929. I couldn't imagine what it would be like to be a Ravens fan today.
Ooh.
Lamar Jackson has two plays that are, I mean, it's like Superman and Spider-Man and the Avengers all rolled into one. When they pincered him and he comes out and makes the throw, I mean, Lamar Jackson put that team on his back only to have some pencil neck kicker miss a kick that is probably made 99% of the time in that league.
He did. And the kid was really good. Loops have been good for them. Yeah, it was a bananas game. But we'll get to those picks. Real quick, I'll say this about the Saints, and then let's talk about one of the most positive things that we have to look forward to. Our buddy was right. The Shook kid's pretty good.
Yeah.
Look, earlier last week, or at the end of the week, should I say, Bobby Hebert came on and said he is their franchise quarterback. And for a lot of people who listened to that interview with Mike and I, a lot of people are like, man, Shook hasn't done anything. He hasn't been that good.
Right.
Guys, there are glimpses in games where you see, even on a bad team, what a quarterback's going to be. If you put better players around that kid, he has the potential to do something. It's what we've been wondering with Michael Penix, Mike, in 12 starts, where he's been uneven, and you go, all right, I've seen a couple of good things, but not enough to know that he's a franchise guy. Shook was impressive, and the most impressive thing for me, guys, was him running. His escapability.
That's the thing that fan I was sitting next to talked about. He's got that ability, and much like Penix sometimes, it's like, do it. Go. Take it. It's there. There were a couple, because I can see all the pass patterns developing from where I'm sitting up top. In the second half, the pressure got ramped up. He kind of missed some things that were there.
He did.
But that's the rookie learning curve. But yeah, I guess if you're a Saints fan, I mean, I think 90% of them feel pretty good about Shook. And they're going to, no need to go get a quarterback.
No, you got to build some other areas that you need help in. Now, as far as us, and I'm just talking about the Falcons, we will get back to, as Mike said, Raheem and Terry and your thoughts on where this franchise goes. But James Pierce Jr. was worth it, guys.
Was he ever?
10.5 sacks. James Pierce Jr. was worth it. And Big O, can we play a couple of those sound bites? Because I just want to give him some love, man. When we decided, and Terry Fontenot, on his way out, hell of a job on this, because when we decided to give up a first round pick to get back in and get James Pierce Jr., there was a lot of doubt about, is this the right pick? I don't think there was as much about Jalen Walker, because Georgia fans knew him, and Mike, you felt comfortable with what you had seen. But Pierce, guys, was damn good this rookie season. And here's what he said about 10 sacks and reflecting on the 10 sacks yesterday.
Yeah, it took a minute to get going, but it was a great individual accomplishment. I started getting going late during the season, and just able to guys stand with me, Rod stand with me, Jock stand with me, all the guys in D-line room, outside linebacker room stand with me, the back end, the middle linebacker. So shout out to all those guys, just be able to keep me going and be able to just lean on each other.
I know that some Falcon fans feel like, oh, man, you don't have a first-round pick, but that doesn't mean anything to job candidates. I mean, and Pierce has been worth it. 10.5 sacks, Carl, on the season. Yes, there were some times where, and hopefully next year he closes, and Jalen does too, and we seal out some games with a big sack. You know, sometimes we still let some quarterbacks, you know, get off the hook. But Pierce Jr. is, I mean, he's everything, and that's one that, like, they got it right. Fontenot was going to take him no matter what. If Jalen Walker hadn't fallen to us, he was going to pick him at 15. But I think people forget about this is, it wasn't a one-sided deal with the Rams. Yes, we traded a lot to get there. We also got the 101st pick, which we then moved up, and that became Xavier Watts.
That's true.
So you get Pierce and Watts, two defensive starters, two playmakers, two defensive rookies. They're going to make the all-rookie team.
You're right.
So I get it, and it sucks to not – draft night will come in May, or I should say in April. It will all be ticked off because we got to wait till, you know, second round. But we got some stars out of that trade with the Rams.
Here's James Pierce Jr., guys, talking about carrying this success, this 10.5 sacks, into next year. And remember, there was a point before the season started, Mike, where Lewis Riddick said he thought this kid was going to lead the league in sacks.
Right.
All right. He didn't, but he had a hell of a year. Here's James Pierce.
Yeah, for sure. You have to. Even if it doesn't, we got to find a way to be able to lean our hats on wins. You got what I'm saying? Like, we came close all year, and for us to get out of there with wins, that's the main thing. That's our job, to go out there and do a win. So we just got to let that help our individual success in the offseason growing, and then our team success when we get back to OTAs and training camp.
Yeah. He's got the right attitude. He came in a little bit, and I don't even want to say shy, just a little bit apprehensive. Because when Mike and I first saw him and talked to him, man, he was like, I don't know. And not that he wasn't confident about his game. It was the media stuff and handling all the other stuff that was just being thrown at him.
Right.
Mike, as the season went on, he got more comfortable, and you saw it on the field. It translated. He was productive. And this is all you can ask from a rookie. Guys, anybody comes in here and is Micah Parsons their first year, that's far few in between. But I need my rookies to contribute. This is what he did. Watt contributed, right? Billy Bowman, before he got injured, contributed. These are the guys that you look at this defense and you go, all right, we got some dudes, man.
And look, you know, I don't know where Nate Ollie is going to wind up as a D-line coach. A couple guys hit us up on the text line saying he did a really nice job with these guys.
He did.
And just to your point, when we had Pierce Jr. on the day after the draft, it's just tough because after you talk to Jalen Walker, everybody seems shy. Because Jalen Walker is just so demonstrative and impressive. And unfortunately for Jalen, it was a slower start because of the soft tissue injuries, which kind of messed him in the beginning of the season. But again, I think the future is bright. That's why, again, guys, the cupboard is not bare. You've got stars on both sides of the ball, right? And as Carl says, cap schmap, you can always find a way.
Find a way, man. Let's hear one more from JPJ. That's James Pierce Jr., 10.5 sacks as a rookie, talking about this season and how much he learned.
Yeah, just a lot of that, like what you can't get away with, you feel me? It's just like you got to find a different way to impose your wills on guys, whether that's mentally, you finna impose your will on them mentally, physically. It's just a way, and all doing it in a coach scheme, you get what I'm saying? Because you got 10 other guys playing behind you. Coach might not just be dialing the play up for you now, you get what I'm saying? So you just got to be able to play in the scheme and play together with your guys and just be able to do it 111.
Well, he did, and I'm excited about his growth. I'm excited about Bijan Robinson's growth and Drake London. And by the way, what was going on with Drake yesterday? What was the deal with Drake being all upset on the sideline?
Yeah, he was irking. When he got the touchdown, he threw that ball. Like, it was almost like, yeah, whatever. So, I mean, look, well, he wouldn't be the first Falcon player upset with what was going on with the offense. I mean, I don't know if that's a direct correlation with Zach Robinson and what was being dialed up.
Yeah.
The Saints made it a priority one to stop Bijan. That was arguably Bijan's, as you said, just not a great day. Couldn't really get things going. A screen pass or a pass to Algier out in the flat, that's never going to work. That's not his game. But Drake was irked, certainly, about something. And he showed his displeasure. Pitts, I said, you know, Pitts ended with a whimper. No, he had some. Pitts had some rugged move the chains catches yesterday for the Saints. I'll give him credit for that. He did. Didn't get in the end zone the last two games, but he had some tough catches.
You gonna make him the highest paid tight end in the NFL?
Well, not me. I ain't gonna do that. You can tag him. Tag, you're it. But that gets us back to the cap situation.
I don't want to tag this dude. All right, Day-Day, what's up with our picks, man, by the way?
So real quick, just a quick update. Not much has changed in regards to separation.
Between, it's a race to the bottom on
between,
one side.
Right. To between you and I, we both go 2-1, so we're both sitting at 29-28. And then Mike and Orm both go 1-2. They're both sitting at they're both sitting at 24-33.
Yep.
So it's 2-2-8, 2-2-2 ties. In
there. Right.
Well, look, Mike didn't want to be last. Oh, I'm just telling you right now.
Yeah.
He's determined to not be last.
No, I won't be
I'm
last.
I'm tanking at this point.
By the way,
I'm tanking for the first pick next year.
And you know what killed me, of course? You know what killed me?
What, bro?
Falcons didn't cover.
Did you take the Falcons?
Didn't cover.
You should have learned from me, Mike. Don't pick the Falcons.
Yeah. Oh, Falcons, yeah. Right. I knew these players are going to win one for Ra, but they didn't cover the spread.
Was it 3 or 3.5?
It was 3.
It was 3.
It was 2.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
I forgot you took them.
Oh, yeah. I took them. Oh, I took them, Jerry.
All right. And I took the Steelers. Y'all thought I was crazy. I was a little bit.
Well, you were going to lose it.
I was looking shaky at one point.
But you guys, hey, give
59
credit.
59 minutes and 59 seconds you were sweating at. Yeah.
But give credit. Aaron Rodgers looked damn good in the second half.
Yeah, he did.
I was like, whoa.
They get Metcalf back off the suspension now. They can make some noise back.
Yeah. And speaking of that game, how about the priest blessing the field?
Yeah.
Well, the kid missed the kick.
Never hurts, man.
Hey, yeah.
Never hurts
to
have that on your side.
Not to mention, you know the work they had to do on that field? Bane blew it up, man, in the Batman movie.
Okay.
Only Hines Ward survived,
man. That was a movie.
Only Hines Ward survived.
I'm the one who's ruined the Steelers' call since I blew up their field. I broke them.
Does that count in the record books as a kickoff return? Because, I mean, technically he scored.
Hines Ward actually gets like another 150 yards because he's running for his life and that field was blowing up.
He scored.
Now, you guys got to educate me because how many games do we have this weekend? How does this work moving forward?
We still pick 3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You get 3.
We go hard in the
field.
The
field is a bit narrower.
Exactly.
Now.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get Saturday, Sunday.
Did we
and
ever
Monday.
Determine what the prize was going to be? Did we ever set that?
A whole handful of props.
Yeah. Well, you guys, we're getting, since we had #1 ratings, you guys get a big dinner. So that in and of itself, right? We can figure out where we're going to go.
Thank you.
So the prize is already for you there, Day-Day. Yes.
Yes.
So that's the prize.
It's a bucket full of prize. I mean, no, we hadn't done it, but since Day-Day's first year producing, I will get one of those trophies. I got that. I got that little trophy. Won't be a big trophy.
I mean, I was just wondering. I didn't know if you guys
No, in the past, honestly, it's just about bragging rights. And then, you can pop off in the summer when nothing's going on.
Because I would say we could just make the rule.
8-9 months of just being obnoxious.
I'm about to say. Or we could just make it something simple. But the winner gets to, make some type of change to the rules.
Oh, okay. Is that what you want to do? I know where you're going with this.
Mending things now?
Right.
I know where you're going with this.
This is a moving target with Day-Day all season long.
It's about to become the Duke's Bell and Day-Day show now. Watch. We'll put his name on the marquee.
Right. Day-Day and Carl deadlocked to stay over 500 and a race to the bottom with Orin and I, so we'll see. But we got college Thursday. That's what makes this Ole Miss situation so crazy. Ooh. They had less than a week to get ready for Miami out there in the Fiesta Bowl.
Yeah, look, and I know a lot of people are probably going to go, all right, Ole Miss had its moment. They beat Georgia. They're going to lay a big fat egg in this one. Maybe not. I mean, like, at the end of the day, have they overachieved? Maybe. Again, I don't want to say that because a lot of people had them in this mix. But, Mike, as I said against Georgia, they have nothing to lose. Everybody thinks they shouldn't be here. So these guys are going to come in loose. I think Miami's going to be tight because now all of a sudden the U is back.
I don't know,
man. You better show up.
Everybody's waiting for Crystal Ball to just the bed, but they got a great – they're built tough in the trenches, man.
They are.
And, I mean, I can't tell you. I was telling Carl during the break, as a Florida State fan, I think we're up to like 35 guys are in the portal. I mean, we just lost two of the best players that are twins.
I thought y'all were handing out checks down there.
Yeah, so – well, not right now. I know my check cleared. They got my money. But anyway, guys, and real quick on the Falcons, I was mentioned earlier, and a lot of guys agreeing with us on the text line and on social media about Clint Kubiak should be the only guy, not only, but the #1 guy that we'll focus in on. We have a request in with Seattle for the interview. Carl already walked you through the process. There's a break in the interview process, wild card, and then as a team, if you're a fan of that team, you don't want that guy distracted. But Kubiak, a guy hit me up, our man Cookie by Nature, great name.
It is.
D says, hey, man, tell him he gets to play with Bijan and Drake London and maybe Pitts. See if he bites. Talking about, again, who's got the most dynamic offensive pieces. But as Carl said, you don't have a quarterback. You know, that's the thing. You may believe in Penix or not. That might be a decision for the general manager. So the pros and cons of coming to Atlanta, two of the most dynamic.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Playmakers may be three, but not knowing what the quarterback situation, in the short term, the quarterback situation is going to be.
Yeah, and look, I think one of the things with the system that he particularly runs, and you're seeing it again with Sam Darnold, but this goes, you know, for other places he's been. You can take an average quarterback, and I'm not saying ours is average. I think ours is more talented than most. We just haven't seen it flourish the way we'd like. But, Mike, you can take an average quarterback and win that in that system offensively if you have those other things
right
in the offense.
Hey. Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Hey, Fidelity. Can I get a second opinion on stocks in the Fidelity app?
With Fidelity, it's easy to get an outside opinion from independent experts in a single score.
And then?
When you're ready, trade U.S. stocks and ETFs with no commissions.
That's right.
I am always right.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and a retail Fidelity account. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Homes.com is the only place where you can find specialized neighborhood guides with the in-depth insider info home shoppers want. Very in-depth info. Want to know if there's homes for sale in the area? We've got it. How long has a home been on the market? We'll know it. Average lot size? Uh-huh. Proximity to local parks? Of course. Insight into your neighbor's divorce? We're working on it. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.